This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The good news is you're winning tonight. The good news is this radio station is going to be so obnoxiously amazing tomorrow because you're going to be up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics.
White will inbound. It's off to Brown. Bridges there. They hold it. They trap it. It's over. The Knicks have won. What a comeback and a game one win for New York.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
24 hours ago, we needed a telescope to find anybody who truly believed. So I ask you right now at 2:01 on this disgusting Tuesday in New York City, do you believe? Because the New York Knicks are 25% of the way to the Eastern Conference Finals with an absolutely stunning comeback against the Boston Celtics last night. Tiki, do you believe?
I mean, I believe that the Boston Celtics were irrational and stupid and terrible with how they went about holding on or trying to hold on to a 20-point lead. How about let's just jack up some three-pointers? That's a way to hold on to a big lead. And if we miss it, yeah, we don't really respect the Knicks. And ultimately, that's what it came down to. That's what I felt like watching this game. You remember 2 years ago at the beginning of the Jets season when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles?
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're very welcome, Evan. I just got to make it something local, something that you remember. And the Buffalo Bills, now facing Zach Wilson, we're just like, yeah, we can get away with whatever we want. Josh Allen throwing bombs down the middle of the field with the center safety closed. Interception. Holy crap. The Jets beat the Bills on opening day? How the hell did that happen? It's because the Bills did not respect the Jets. The Boston Celtics did not respect the Knicks. Now, we said last week, the Knicks will fight. Like, you go into a back alley, they're going to fight you, right? You knock them down, they're going to get back up, they're going to keep fighting you. They might not always win, and it might get really ugly, but the reason that they won this game is because the Boston Celtics didn't respect them.
I'm glad.
They kept jacking up shots, thinking, it doesn't matter if we make the next two or three buckets. We'll be all right. And the Knicks, to their credit, fought their way back. It's their M.O. It's like it's the one thing, identity-wise, that never leaves them. Even if they end up losing or they're bad or whatever it is, they keep fighting. And I don't think the Celtics respected that enough.
I'm glad you said that. I am, because as the head of the coalition of Knick haters, I know the way Knick haters think, because I am one. And because of that, I can tell you that if you want to say today, whether it's calling up this radio show at 888-808-1019 and agree with Tiki and say, Celtics didn't respect the Knicks, they'll be ready for game two, that's fine. If you want to say, hey, the Celtics set an NBA record for most missed threes in a game, that won't happen again. They're not shooting 25% from three again. You have every right to say all of that. And you may be right. But here's what matters right now at 2:04 in the afternoon. Here's what matters to the Knicks fan, and this is where I can be an IBO. What matters is that none of that matters.
Right.
What matters is that today, and this is a little math, let's play math, the Knicks are 3 wins away from beating the Boston Celtics, and yesterday they were 4 wins away.
Right.
Today, they need to win 3 of 6 to advance. Yesterday, they need to win 4 of 7. Every game is a different story. Every game is a new television series. Every game is a new movie. Every game is a new novel. What happened in game one doesn't mean a rat's patoot about game two.
And by the way, nor should they apologize.
Nor should anyone apologize.
Right.
So you're right. When we start to look ahead to game two and game three, we're not there yet. Let's enjoy the victory if you're a Knicks fan. You're right about all the things that may be different in game two. Positively for Boston, positively for the Knicks. Negative for Boston, negative for the Knicks. But the truth of the matter is this. They won. And they won a game, let's face it, they won a game in which nobody in their right mind thought they were going to come back and win. Tommy played the clip at the beginning of this show that I predicted the Knicks would win game one. Sure, I'll take my bow. I did say the Knicks would win game one.
Right.
I also said they'd lose the next four. We'll see if I'm right about that. But I'll tell you this. When I sat there in my bedroom last night and the Knicks were down by 20 with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to go, I ain't going to lie to you, Teak. I'm certainly not going to lie to the audience. I thought you guys were dead. And I'm not alone. You thought they were dead.
Yep.
The Celtics probably thought they were dead. Everybody thought they were dead. I heard G say this morning, I was thinking about shutting the game off. Like, I get that. That's what we all thought. And a credit to this basketball team, and sure, the Celtics brought it upon themselves, whatever. We ain't on the Sports Hub or WEEI. We're WFAN. We don't give a rat's ass what they're saying. They could say whatever they want. They could still be bemoaning Tristan Kostas' injury, for all I care. For us, it doesn't matter what the Celtics did wrong. It's that the Knicks somehow, down 20, mm-hmm. with 5:47 to go, came back. And they came back, and I'm not going in any particular order, but let's name why they came back. Let's start with OG Anunoby.
Yep.
You like to call these guys dogs, Tommy? Your lead dog is OG Anunoby.
Just make the open three, bro. That's all you got to do.
Oh, my God. And he defends his rear end off. Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter of this game. Sure, he missed the game winner. Sure, he had a turnover. He carried them offensively. And then, yes, he probably earned another draft pick last night. Mikal Bridges defended. Forget about what his scoring line tells you, though he did bank in that three in overtime, which was crazy. He defended at such an insane level. And somehow, someway, this basketball team, who most of you guys gave up on, who most of you guys said they're not as tough as they were last year, they proved you wrong for one night. Because they came back against a team that has not trailed in a postseason series since 2023.
Yeah, they haven't. And you give credit to the Knicks because easily it would have been, let's just regroup and get ready for game two. Let's find a way to just save some face. They're going to throw in their bench because we're going to get run away from here. Let's just save face and get to game two. But they didn't. They kept fighting. I think that's the biggest... The biggest thing I take away from this game and feel confident that will persist throughout, right? Health, I have no idea. Mikal Bridges being able to actually score, I have no idea. Jalen Brunson staying healthy, I have no idea. But I do know the Knicks are going to fight. And if there's one thing, last week we were calling for Tom Thibodeau to get fired if they had lost that series to the Detroit Pistons. The one reason you would keep him is because you have that about your team. And that comes from your coach. Right? He's stubborn. He's a hard head. You tell him things aren't working one way or he's going to stick with it. The Knicks do that.
Well, and he did that last night defensively. They switched all night long.
Ran through everything.
And it worked in the second half.
Right.
And when you look back at all the threes the Boston Celtics missed, it's not one thing. It's not the Celtics missed a billion open looks. It's, yeah, they missed some open looks that they'll probably make as this series goes on. But the Knicks also defended really well.
Right.
It's a combination of those two things that led to it. And they showed so much fight. I'll give you a small example because down 20 with 5.5 minutes to go is the one that jumps out at you. But when Jalen Brunson hit that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Step back three with 3.5 minutes to go, and they went up by six. Immediately, Boston responded. Mm-hmm. Like, right away, they responded. They did it at the free throw line. Jaylen Brown made a few. Jason Tatum made a few, because those were the only points Jason Tatum scored in the fourth quarter. Guy couldn't hit a field goal. But Derek White made an open three, and it put the Celtics up by one with 2 minutes to go. And that was the second time I sat back as an IBO and said, okay, well, that's over. Nice, cute little comeback. Got to show some fight. But now, let the adults in the room take over. And even after that three by Derek White, Jalen Brunson turned the ball over. Jason Tatum missed a three. Drew Holiday grabbed an offensive rebound. And then Jason Tatum missed another three. And then OG Anunoby made an ice-in-the-veins three with a minute to go to put him back up by two.
You know what the problem is with basketball? Think of what you just ran through.
Yeah.
How many three-point attempts were just taken?
5,609.
I'm just telling you, the last, like, whatever, 2 minutes of that conversation that you were just having with the audience. No, every shot was a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Every shot.
That's the game, man.
I mean, it's a stupid part of the game. Go score a bucket, especially when you have some defensive mismatches, which at times they did, especially when Jalen Brunson was the primary defender. But, like, that's part of the game. And again, for the Knicks, the Knick fan in me, I appreciated it. I was like, dude, keep jacking. I know you're not making them tonight. Keep shooting them. But from the basketball IBO perspective, it's like you are so stupid, right? The things that you're doing are ridiculous, and it's going to cost you this game because all you need to do is go get a defensive mismatch or offensive mismatch, in this case for the Celtics, and go get a bucket. Right? Stem the tide.
But think about it. But think
because all they wanted to do was shoot three-pointers.
But think about it this way. And so yesterday, late in the program, 5 o'clock hour, we started breaking down this series. And one of the things I brought up to Sean and Tommy is that there's a math equation.
Yeah.
Because the Celtics chuck more threes than any other team in the league.
It's how they got here.
It's how they got here. In fact, during the regular season, they averaged an all-time NBA record, which was 48.2 three-point field goal attempts per game.
And 60 yesterday?
And 60 yesterday, so they blew that away. Now, in the first-round series against the Magic, a lot of that was Orlando's strategy. The Celtics attempted far fewer threes.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it this way last night, because I get the heat that the Celtics are getting, a lot of the criticism the Celtics are getting. They chucked up 60 shots, just drive to the basket, get to the line. If they make two more threes last night, so instead of going 15 for 60,
right,
they go an also terrible 17 for 60, they win.
Yeah, but
it's a math equation. If they make two more threes, they freaking win.
But that's all if and buts and candy and nuts.
I understand.
Like, they didn't, right?
I get it. And instead, Mikal Bridges is making a corner three that he banks in.
Which is impossible.
The New York Knicks last night. I don't know, man. The New York Knicks last night may not have changed things for some Celtic fans. Mm-hmm. But for the Knicks fan out there that all year long has said, we can't beat good teams because of games that didn't even matter in November and December and January and February.
Well, they were kind of getting the floor wiped with their uniforms.
And did it matter last night?
No, of course it
didn't. And that was what I was screaming at you guys for months. It's, not that the Knicks are going to win the series, which I still don't think they are, but it doesn't matter, bro.
In real time, when you get dragged like the Knicks were getting dragged by the top teams in the East and in the West, you can't help but say, all right, well, we're just second tier.
Did it matter?
Of course it doesn't matter.
Did it matter last night?
But in real time, it mattered.
Okay, well, I'm
here to take it. Did not matter last night. You are correct.
That's all I'm saying.
But part of that is because the Boston Celtics were so bad.
Yeah, but don't see, keep going back to that.
But it's true.
Okay, that's not the Knicks' problem.
Of course it's not the Knicks' problem.
It ain't their problem.
It's absolutely.
And by the way, the Celtics not being efficient last night is also a reminder that the game we go nuts about in the middle of February didn't mean anything then,
and it
doesn't mean anything now.
Right. They also did not have Kristaps Porzingis for a lot of this game because of, what was it, illness?
Illness, which he's suffered from a little bit throughout this season. It's kind of mysterious, so who knows when he's going to come back. And Sam Hauser got banged up. But guess what I say to that? Too bad.
That's your fault. That's not our problem.
And
I agree with you.
And to prove my Ibionis on the subject, when the Knicks were dealing with injuries last year, I said the same thing to you guys. It's too bad. It's part of the NBA. So if the Celtics are going to deal with that, and we'll see how serious the Hauser situation is with the ankle, and Porzingis is not feeling well or whatever the heck it is, that is not a Knick problem. That's a Celtic problem. Same thing with the Celtics missing a record amount of threes. That's a Celtic problem.
Right.
But what the Knicks showed you last night to all the non-believers out there is maybe this assumption that their chemistry is terrible, Tommy, that, hey, they're not as tough as they were last year.
Depends on what's day of the week for Tommy regarding chemistry.
That is true. I miss Dante DiVincenzo. Maybe on this Tuesday you can say, well, wait a second. Maybe I don't miss last year's team. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have given this team a little bit more credit.
Maybe you misplaced the tweet that I had in July where I said they'd have the greatest chemistry in the history of sports. I guess you missed that one.
I did.
So you picked today.
You just walked it back a couple times. It's all good.
You've gone back and forth a few times.
He's cherry-picked, Teague. Yeah, that might have been March. Right. No, actually, that was last week, Tommy. And I told you, there are some nights where they look like they have the greatest chemistry in the history of sports, and there's other nights where they don't have it. Well, last night they did. They got a complete team effort. Even Kat, who didn't have the greatest of games, made some plays where you could look to and say, yeah, he helped them win. But to me, it comes down to one guy. Mikal Bridges had one of the greatest performances in the history of the Knicks in the playoffs. 51 minutes, got after it defensively, a key shot in overtime. The game winner, when you think about it, defensively, clinched the game, put some respect on his name. This is why he was brought here. Thank you, Evan. We appreciate that.
What, would I send them to you?
Yeah. He made up for every pick last night, so we could put that one to bed.
Really?
Every single
every
one.
Pick?
And then some.
All
absolutely.
Right. Save that one.
Right.
Because I don't know if it's everyone, but he was awesome last night. He really was. Defensively, he was incredible. But let's not bury the lead. And the lead is Jalen Brunson again reminded you that he is the guy where if you can keep the game close late, he'll make winning plays.
Yes.
And I think what jumps out at me most from last night, I'll take a loss in one game, maybe not the loss for an entire series, is that last night, the best player on the floor in crunch time was Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
It was not Jason Tatum, who is still waiting to make his first fourth quarter field goal. He was 0-for-7 from the field. Meanwhile, Jalen Brunson was making big shot after big shot after big shot. The step back three to put him up six was ice in the veins. This is what we've seen from Jalen Brunson. He was so a part of the finishing touches of that incredible run. Because remember, that 20-9 run that ended the third quarter was happening at times without Jalen Brunson. Same thing early in the fourth quarter. When Jalen finally checked in with about 8.5 minutes to go, he was the one as the leader, as the captain, as the king to kind of put the finishing touches on that run that they went on, which is insane that they pulled off. So Bridges was great. It's not the greatest performance in the history of that. I mean, Jalen Brunson's had three of them.
Yeah.
So he's still your king in terms of great postseason performances. But in terms of clutch defensive plays, absolutely.
Bad
Mikal
money.
Bridges was unbelievable
last
night.
Whether it was the steals or the blocks or just being timely when you needed to be, especially down the stretch when – He took that horrific shot. I think it was three or so possessions to go in the game. It was terrible. It was like, don't take that shot. He takes it. And then the next defensive possession, he creates a turnover. So it's almost like he made up, and then he made a shot.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't want to say he was clutch. He's always been clutch, but I think that's what he was brought here to be. This guy who can make a difference, this player who can make a difference on both sides of the court. And it's ugly sometimes, especially offensively. But last night, you showed why you traded for Mikal Bridges.
He
will ultimately be worth the five picks? I have no idea. But I think he got another half of one back.
Yeah, we're going to analyze that a little bit later on. How many draft picks now has he earned back with his performance in his first year of Knicks postseason basketball? We'll get to that. We'll get to your phone calls. Knick fans, do you now believe? Because yesterday, you couldn't find many Knicks fans who believed they could win this series. Do you now believe that they can pull this off? We'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, winning a game one on the road in a best of seven series. What does Knicks history tell us about what will happen next? We'll get into the baseball later as well, including the big question Yankee fans are asking. Did Aaron Boone screw up again last night? 888-808-1019. And we'll get your Knicks phone calls. Pumped up Knicks fans. They're up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics after a thrilling comeback last night. A little bit of Yankee news. Carlos Carrasco is now a former New York Yankee. He got DFA'd earlier today. So the cookie Carlos Carrasco era has ended. De Los Santos has been added to the bullpen. He was here about a week and a half ago, so they had a bullpen arm. And the cookie Carrasco era ends. Clark Schmidt on the mound later tonight for the Yankees. We'll get into the Yankees coming up next hour, including some of Aaron Boone's decisions from last night. But I mentioned how, in my opinion, OG Anunoby sort of sometimes gets lost in all the credit that's handed out to everybody. Jalen as the king of New York City. Mikal Bridges for an epic defensive performance last night. Not only does OG Anunoby score 29 last night, not only does OG Anunoby add 8 fourth quarter points, not only is OG Anunoby defending everywhere, there's one play in this game. And remember, it's the NBA. There's hundreds of plays. So it's always tough sometimes to pinpoint one. But there was one play that actually may be one of my favorite plays that I've seen in the last, let's say, month. I don't want to say the whole year. Let's say month. Knicks are up by 3. There's about 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Derek White is about to take a pretty good-looking 3. Pretty good look. And Karl-Anthony Towns, as happens sometimes, is confused. OG Anunoby stands up and pushes Cat into contesting the Derek White 3, which he then misses. So OG Anunoby is such a dog, he's such a dude, that he defends even when he's not defending. His push of Cat into Derek White, not into Derek White, but just into position to put his hands up and actually, you know, contest a wide open 3 was very OG-like. And right. I thought that was an awesome play, a heads-up play, and it's a part of the underratedness of OG Anunoby.
They're dudes!
And to think all you gave up was R.J. Barrett to get him.
Derek White took 16 three-pointers in this game.
Who didn't?
I know.
Who didn't?
I mean, Derek White's taking 16 three-pointers?
And the reality is, if you go back, and you may want to do this, Tiki, because you love going down these rabbit holes, and you look at every 3 the Celtics took, yeah, there's a few they left out there. There's no question.
No doubt.
But there's also a few in which the Knicks defended incredibly well.
Right. Yeah. Some of them, they just missed open shots. But a lot of them, the Knicks they just hustled. Getting a closeout on someone, disrupting their sight line, or just making them feel a presence. Maybe I'm going to get run under or whatever it may be. That changes people's mentality. And so while it doesn't always feel like great defense, that's good defense.
It's also smart heads-up play. I remember last year in the postseason against Philadelphia, there was another one of these underrated plays that gets me all hot and bothered. It was when Josh Hart pushed one of his teammates, and somehow the officials saw his teammate being pushed and called a foul on the Sixers. And I was like, oh my God, Josh Hart's freaking brilliant. Like, the guy literally committed the foul, but because it was a Knicks player flailing, it was, oh, we'll call it on Philly. Brilliant, right? Last night, different play. Here's OG Anunoby noticing that Karl-Anthony Towns is on another freaking planet and has no idea what's going on, so he pushes him right into contesting Derek White's 3. That's why OG Anunoby's the man, bro.
I'm trying to find it. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll find it for you. It's about 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
Right. I'm at 7 minutes now. Here we go. I think this is it.
I get so nervous.
Yeah, this is it.
You seeing it?
I just saw it.
Dude, I get so nervous at the end of these games. You guys think I'm kidding. Always not a Knicks fan. I get nervous watching these games. I start writing stuff down. That's how I deal with my anxiousness.
Let's go Knicks.
Yeah.
No, not let's go Knicks, but I'm... And I even said this last night to my wife. I tweeted this out as well, I think. Last night was so nerve-wracking. I'm glad I'm not a fan of the Knicks. Like, I couldn't deal with the heart stress burn that we were dealing with.
Yeah.
That you guys were dealing with.
All right, by the way, I'm rewatching this play now. And I don't know if this is OG pushing Cat to defend Derek White or OG trying to get a run out to Derek White and runs into Cat.
Oh, you think it was an accidental push?
So he was, no, he's turning around to chase back out to contest Derek White. Mm-hmm. And as he gets there, Cat is in his way. So he just pushes him.
Heads up, like,
all right, you go. I'll stay here.
That is some heads up basketball right there.
That was great.
I think it's fair to say that OG Anunoby is playing like Kawhi Leonard. That's how great he's been. And he's another one. When he signed that contract, we won't mention any names, Sean, said, why would you give this guy that type of contract? And I said, look at their record when they have OG Anunoby, and look how he is so great on both ends of the floor, and he has elevated his offensive game, especially when Brunson went out. I'm literally watching Kawhi Leonard wearing a Knick uniform.
Tiki, I'm very conflicted right now because I'm a nice guy. I've been very sweet and honest about the Knick performance. I've been nice to Tommy. He has now said two things in the first 32 minutes that on another day, I would slap him across the back of the head. But today, I want to be nice. First, he says Mikal Bridges had the greatest performance in the history of the Knicks in the postseason.
Well, I said one of, and it's a fact.
I mean, Clyde Frazier probably wants to come to the studio and slap him himself.
Right.
And then...
Did you not watch me in the 70s?
No.
He wasn't born. But.
Then, as great as OG is, I just put him over for a good five minutes. He's, again, got to take it to the next level and say, he's Kawhi Leonard!
That's because Tommy's on, like, cloud nine right now.
So we should let it go, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm with you.
He's, like, in euphoria. He's got this, I don't know, this ridiculousness running through his mind right now.
So what we're going to say then to the audience is...
We forgive you, Tommy.
We forgive Tommy, and we know. We know that those things are... But that's okay. He's in a good mood. He's on a high, high cloud. And if this happens, let's say next Thursday, we'll slap him across the head. But today is your day... What's that phrase? Today is your day, bro.
It's your day, bro?
Yeah, isn't that from like a movie or something?
What?
It was from a song?
What the hell are you talking
today
about?
Today is your day, bro. Today is your day, bro.
What?
What's that from?
Brain and your brain only. I've never heard of that in my life.
That does not ring a bell at all.
Someone will give me the answer on Twitter.
I'm sure.
I'll get the answer. Let's go to Charles in Deal, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
What's up? Before I get to my point, Evan, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Thank you.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Thank you, Charles.
And I've heard of plenty of statements.
But, all right. I'm going to find it, Charles.
I might go digging for that one after.
All right, I'm finding it. Today is your day, bro, GIF. All right, I already found it, but continue. No, I got it.
All right, so, Tiki, I heard you say something, by the way, welcome back. Happy to have you back.
Thank you.
I heard you say something earlier in the show about respect from the Celtics to the Knicks, and I felt that I couldn't have described it better when I was watching in the third quarter.
Right.
Was respect. I felt like when they were continuously taking threes, that they missed 45 out of 60 threes, there was a lack of respect for the Knicks. They're like, oh, these guys can't come back. So we're just going to continuously do what we're doing, no matter what is the outcome or the result. And guess what? They got punched in the face.
Right.
So we'll see how they respond in game two. But you got to have more respect. This is not an eight seed going up against them.
No,
this is
a
team that was put together. Yeah, this was a team that was put together by Leon Rose to be able to compete with the Celtics. They're a two seed. They're a 50-win team. Have some respect. This is a good basketball team that can beat you, and they did last night.
No, and again, this is it's a mistake that's easy to run into, especially when you've been coached to do something, talking about the Celtics, a certain way for so long, and you've had nothing but success. Hell, you won a championship last year. So you have to do what got you there. But at some point, there needs to be, and again, part of this is on the head coach, too. It's just a subtle adjustment. Let's tone down the three jacking for a second.
I understand you and our last caller looking at it as a lack of respect. I'm going to give you a different angle on what happened, I think, last night with why they overcompensated with their attempts from three, which we all agree was over the top and absurd. In the series they just played against the Magic, every single game they averaged significantly fewer three-point attempts than they had in the regular season. And a part of that was a credit to the Orlando Magic and their length and the way they defended them.
Yep.
And I almost think it was a point of emphasis over the weekend, which is we got to get back to what we do. And what we do is take more threes than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, instead of attempting 48, which again was their average, or even 50 or 52, it got so out of whack. Yeah. I mean, 20 of 21 shots in the third quarter were from beyond the arc. So I don't think it was a lack of respect more than it was a, hey, they were so focused on getting back to what they did during the regular season, and they didn't do it in the Orlando series. For the record, I did the research. What I was trying to say is, tonight is your night, bro. And that, of course, is from the hit movie Twins back in 1988. Tonight is your night, bro.
With Arnold and Danny DeVito?
Correct. Correct.
So Charles, like Tommy and like Sean, were probably way too young to even know who the hell they were.
No, that's a classic, man.
Classic in 1988.
In fact, here's the audio from the hit movie Twins that features Tonight is Your Night, Bro.
Tonight, 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 tonight is your night, bro. Tonight is your night, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tonight is your night, bro.
What? Thank you.
What's the context of that?
I think Arnold was going on a date. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That is a classic movie that I think I need to rewatch.
You know why I never watched that movie?
Why?
Because I'm an actual twin. And that's insulting.
Is it?
I'm just kidding.
You were insulted by the fact that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were painted as twins?
Oh, I see what you're trying to do here. Because one is like really big and strong. And one is like a little tiny.
That's exactly right.
I got it. It's insulting.
Let's go to... So you're not going to watch it tonight?
No.
All right. I'm thinking of watching it Thursday. Thursday's a nice clear night. No Knicks, no Celtics, no Mets, no Yankees. Mm. I think it's going to be Twins night in the Roberts household. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
All's good.
Yo.
Yo, I guess, Evan, after my call yesterday, I have to wear the biggest L because everything I complained about, defensive threes, the coaching, and the ISO ball, I think Tom Thibodeau outcoached the Celtics coach in this game.
Joe Mazzulla. Hey, round one to Tom Thibodeau. Here's the question, though, Alex. Can he do it three more times?
I hope so. But in the spirit of being wrong, I hope the Knicks get blown out by 20.
Listen, I get it. I get it. Like I always say.
I don't know if he was outcoached, if Mazzulla was outcoached by Tibbs. Because let's not forget. They were winning by 20 in the fourth.
And then they lost.
I know, but is that coaching or is that just the circumstances of how the game played out down the stretch.
It's tough because you said this earlier about Tom Thibodeau. So Tom Thibodeau gets a lot of heat for being too stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that word stubborn. That's a negative word. That's a bad word.
Right.
Last night, you could say Tom Thibodeau was principled. And principled can sometimes mean the exact same thing,
right,
except a different result.
Yeah, it's not go ahead.
They switched constantly in the first half of this game.
Yeah.
And it got Karl-Anthony Towns into foul trouble. And it was easy to sit back and say, hey, coach, can we switch up the switching that you're doing constantly that just knocked Kat out of the game? And he never did that. He remained principled or stubborn to that. And then what happened in the second half? It worked.
Right.
So when we say he was stubborn, sometimes that means principled when it actually turns late in the game, which it did.
You couldn't have foreseen this or foreseen this. But with Kat and foul trouble, you got a lot more Mitch. And while Mitch was terrible at the free throw line, the off-ball fouling of Mitch while Jalen Brunson or whoever is literally getting ready to make a score bucket was frustrating to me.
Well, it's smart strategy, though.
Of course it's smart strategy. That's Mazzullo out-coaching Tibbs.
And then what did Tibbs do? He eventually takes him out and finally lets Precious Achiuwa play. And they went small.
No,
he did react to that a little bit, and it looked like Joe Mazzullo was going to coach Mitchell Robinson basically out of the series.
Right, and so there was a lot of coaching maneuvers back and forth. Like, all right, you can do this, I'm going to do that. You do this, I'm going to go double big, you're going to do this, et cetera, et cetera. But it got frustrating to a point. But again, I can't say that this was coaching masterpiece because offensively, they didn't really do much different. They just executed better.
Well, sometimes it's all about execution. And to get back to your Mitchell Robinson point, here's what's crazy about Mitch. Mitchell Robinson last night played 20 minutes, which is pretty much what he normally plays.
Yes.
He missed 7 free throws. Mm-hmm. Now, the Knicks missed 14 free throws. That needs to be cleaned up. But half of them came from Mitchell Robinson, who was 3-for-10 from the line. He also had the highest plus-minus of anybody on the Knicks last night.
I know it.
He was a +13.
You could feel that, though.
Absolutely.
When he's in the game, you feel it.
Well,
when you're watching it, you're saying, Mazzullo's just trying to get him out of the game. They're trying to make this offensively untenable for the Knicks.
Well, because it also kills the momentum of any flow of offense that you're trying to put together when you're stopping every 25 seconds for him to go to the free throw line.
100%. And so until or when one of their guys, one of their defenders gets into foul trouble, they're just going to keep fouling him.
Well, you know what you got to do? Here's the way you retaliate to this if you're Tom Thibodeau. Now, you can just take him out and go small, or if you want to keep Mitch on the floor, you got to make sure he's out there when the Celtics are not up in terms of how many fouls they've committed in a quarter, so that they're not going to just waste 4 fouls to send him to the line.
Yeah.
So if he starts the second quarter, the Celtics are not going to hack right away because you got to foul him a bunch of different times just to send him to the line.
Right.
So if you can kind of space out the minutes and the rotation into a way, and this doesn't mean I'm starting Mitchell Robinson, though I would consider it. I would consider sitting a Josh Hart, having him come off the bench. I wouldn't sit Kat. You're not doing that. I wouldn't sit Mikal. I wouldn't sit OG. But if you want to do that because you can allot his minutes in a way in which the Celtics can't take advantage of just hacking him and sending him to the line.
The hack of Mitch is weak cheese. I expect more from the defending champs. Seriously.
Come on, bro.
It's
a strategy.
As long as he doesn't make free throws, you got to do it.
Right.
They're massive favorites. They're the defending champs. They're a wagon. The Knicks have no shot in this series, and they can't just play defense. They have to resort to hacking.
You got to strategize, bro.
It's one thing when it was Shaq. The reason you foul Shaq, number one, he couldn't hit free throws. Number two, he was Shaquille O'Neal. He was impossible to guard.
You hack a bad free throw shooter because you want to take the other team out of the flow of their offense and force them to make free
throws. Or you can man up and play defense instead of taking the cheap, easy way out.
Come on, Tommy.
It's
a strategy.
It's a bad strategy. I'm not saying you can get rid of the
rule. It was a good strategy.
Right now.
They got him out of the game. It's not a bad strategy.
It is kind of a lame strategy. How about that? Instead of just manning up, D-ing up, Mitchell Robinson is a putback dunker. It's not like you're going to throw the ball to him in the low post and he's going to score 40 points. You're the defending champs. You're this huge favorite, and that's what you resort to?
You said a lot of weird things today.
That's weak.
And you're in a good mood, but he's like 3-for-3 with weird things today.
It's because he's giddy.
I know. That's why I don't want to attack him. I'm almost like, okay. It's like I'm talking to a child.
You don't think that's a lame way out?
Nah, bro. It's just, it's like saying,
I keep hearing how great the Celtics are, but then they have to resort to that.
All right. I'll engage a little bit.
It's one thing the Pistons doing it. That's a little different.
Do you think it's weak cheese to walk Barry Bonds or walk Aaron Judge?
Yes.
All right. Then I don't know what to tell you. I just disagree with you, bro. Let's go to Jimmy in Newark. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, boys? Listen, I don't care about the picks, number one, because if they end up like Kevin Knox and Michael Sweet, the Nets can have the picks. That's all you have.
Thanks for Kevin Knox and Michael Sweetney, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you can have Ntilikina, you can have whoever you want, buddy. I'm good. I mean, you stole my thunder there as an IBO, Ev. I wanted to ask you and Tiki as a fan, but you little stole my thunder there too. Like Thibodeau, I'm super a big critic because like out of timeouts, he thinks Eugene Hackman and Hoosiers, like Jimmy Chipwood at 25 feet ISO. That's what he does with Brunson. But that 5.5 second left, that was good. It was good backdoor play, great call, just didn't pan out.
Right.
I think about starting Mitch over Cat, and I know Ev just said he wouldn't do that. Mm. Not for 4 minutes in the beginning of the game where it's fast paced, where you're picking up stupid Nicky Tack fouls. I'm okay with having 4 minutes and 8 minutes, which is that split at 20 minutes that Mitch gets.
Yeah,
I'm okay with starting Mitch. Let him pick up a tic tac foul here and there, and then you take it away from the end of the quarters where Mazzulla is
going to foul him.
The right call, which is fouling.
Yeah, hack a
Mitch. I mean, that's what I would do.
I think you can do it though by without sitting Karl Anthony Towns, who can be an offensive force. And much like last night, it's kind of the same we've seen a lot with Cat, where early in games, when he's on the floor, that's the key because he was in foul trouble last night. He can make a big impact, and then late in games, he basically disappears.
True, but it's also very challenging to have your second best scorer. Especially if you count what he did in the regular season and what he's historically been, unavailable to you. And when he's not, stretching the offense, creating space for everybody else, because he only took one, I think, three-point shot. I think he was 0-for-1 from three. He wasn't the Cat that we expect. Obviously, he had 14 rebounds, so he was good around the basket. But this Cat that we know is this great big shooter, big man shooter, we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And so that's not their game plan. At least it doesn't feel like it's the one that's worked for most of this season. And so you got to be creative with Cat. You got to keep him out of foul trouble, but you also need him offensively. Otherwise, what happens last night will keep happening, meaning you're just going to get down heavy.
Yeah, and
you just don't have enough scoring other than Jalen Brunson.
And lately, you get your offense from Cat early in games. Yeah. He started the game off. He was 4-for-5 from the field when he was out there before he got into foul trouble. And obviously, he missed a bunch of time. And then in the second half, he was kind of a non-factor. He did have a big tip-in. We'll get to what winning game one on the road means in New York Knicks history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.